Welcome to the Inspired Word of God. My name is Marcia.
Ephesians 3:20-21. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Exceed means very great, exceptional, or excessive. Abundant means present in great quantity, more than adequate, oversufficient, well supplied, richly supplied. God can do exceedingly and abundantly above what we ask for ourselves. He can do exceedingly and abundantly anything that we can conceive in our minds and beyond what we could ever think up. Why are we stressed over things that occur in our life? Give it to God and watch him go to work for you. We're having this discussion this morning because we are the first ones to tell others of God's goodness and all that he will do for us. We are the first ones to tell others to hang in there, have faith, and trust God, and he will bring you through. However, when we are the ones who are going through the crisis, we seem to shrivel up in a corner and allow dark thoughts to invade our spirit. Our heart draws off that darkness, and lack of faith settles in. God needs us to stand strong for ourselves in believing what he can do in our situation, like we are telling others to do. Saying it and doing it are two different things. You might want to go do a self-check. Make sure your faith is still intact, because sometimes our faith has more holes than Swiss cheese. In Jude 1:24, it tells us, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy." God can do that for you. John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." See, it doesn't matter how severe the issue is. God can turn it around in your favor. But you have to trust him and know in your heart that he is more than capable. Don't just say it. Believe it. When we give that situation to God, we need to have that trust already established in our heart as to what he will bring us through. You will have to push through that cloud of doubt, having knowledge that as long as you trust him, that fog will clear. And when it clears, the answer will be staring you in the face. After the dust settles, don't forget to praise him. Thank him for what he has done and what he has brought you through. Often we take a big sigh of relief that the crisis is over or that it was averted altogether, and then we happily go our way, giving no thought to how it was resolved, how it was averted. No, stop right there. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for the victory that he has brought you through, that he has laid in your hands. We as humans sometimes look at God as being unapproachable, but that couldn't be further from the truth. You don't need somebody else to stand between you and God and accept anything that you have to say or your request, and then they send it on to God. You can talk to him directly, as I am talking to you right now. He already knows what you're going through. He knows your heart. He knows your thoughts. He knows what's going to happen. Just approach him directly and talk to him about your situation. Discuss your problems. He welcomes that. So again, I say, why stress over those things you are going through? Give it to God and watch him go to work for you. When God goes to work for you, you will see things begin to fall into place. What looked impossible becomes possible. The situation begins to turn, take shape, and turns into something promising. If you watch, you will see your circumstances change right before your eyes. Once it is over, don't forget to thank him. He just needs your faith in giving it to him, your trust that he will take care of it, and your praise once it is done. My closing prayer. Lord, as we walk into circumstances, stumble upon a situation, things that feel beyond our control or impossible, allow us to feel your presence, that assurance of your strength that will guide us through anything. Your wisdom will show us the efficient way as to how to handle it. Let us lay fear and anxiety at your feet, trusting in the direction you steer us. Let us give you praise in answered prayer and for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.